This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The war in Ukraine will not end easily or rapidly. That's what National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says. President Biden's traveling to Europe today to meet with U.S. allies as fears grow that the war in Ukraine could explode into an even greater catastrophe. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The Ukrainians are going a bit more on the offense now.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
Very nimbly, very creatively, in places that they believe are the right places to defend.
Some of the fiercest struggles have been around the southern port city Mariupol, which has been under constant Russian bombardment. President Vladimir Zelensky says Russian forces blocked a humanitarian convoy trying to reach the besieged city, where he says about 100,000 people are without food, water, or medicine.
One person's been killed, several others injured after a tornado barreled through parts of New Orleans and its suburbs. Jason Dickinson and his son hid in their bathroom as the storm wrecked their home.
There's a small bathroom in there where just the toilet was, and we went in there, and when it hit, I could feel it, and then it went to pull me. My feet started coming off the ground, and I pushed my son down, and then it was gone, and my feet hit the ground again.
He talked to WVUE-TV. Power's been knocked out for thousands in the area. They went for 12 hours yesterday. Today is day two of questioning in the Senate for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who would be the first black woman on the Supreme Court if she's confirmed. She told senators yesterday she follows the law in her rulings from the bench.
I am not importing my personal views or policy preferences. The entire exercise is about trying to understand what those who created this policy or this law intended.
The Dow was up 254 points yesterday. This is AP News. The UN is expected to vote today on humanitarian resolutions focused on Ukraine. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The United Nations could consider up to three resolutions today on the worsening humanitarian situation in Ukraine. Russia has called for a vote on its Security Council resolution, which makes no mention of Russian aggression against Ukraine. Additionally, the General Assembly could consider two rival resolutions. After Russia signaled it would veto the measure in the Security Council, France and Mexico decided to present a humanitarian resolution in the 193-member General Assembly that makes clear that the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is the result of Russia's invasion. A separate South African draft resolution, which makes no mention of Russia's aggression, could also be put to a vote in the General Assembly today. I'm Mike Gracia.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has COVID again. President Biden's tested negative, she says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.